everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. Today we have an interview with Abigail Selden. She is a higher education expert. She is the CEO and co-founder of the Selden Herring Smith Foundation. And today she's going to talk to us about SWIFT Students. SWIFT Students is a solution for students who need information on how to advocate for themselves with financial aid officers and giving students templates so that they know how to reach out to those financial aid officers at their colleges. Abigail is an amazing person who truly has a heart to help students with getting more money for college. So we hope that you enjoy this interview and we hope that you guys are doing well. Hi everyone, I'm with an amazing lady who started SWIFT Students. Abigail, can you go ahead and let our listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Abigail. I'm the CEO of the Selden Herring Smith Foundation and the producer of SWIFT Student. So excited to be here today, Priscilla. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Can you tell our listeners what SWIFT Students is and how it got started?
Sure. So SWIFT Student is a free website that helps students request changes to their college financial aid packages. Most students don't know that, in fact, when they receive their financial aid package from their school, they can request changes under a variety of circumstances, including things like financial disaster, which is happening to millions of families thanks to COVID and the accompanying recession. We built SWIFT Student in partnership with FormSWIFT, which is a cloud-based software company that enables individuals and businesses to customize and sign and download popular business, legal, or personal forms. And then with 18 leading higher ed organizations, including Reach Higher, ACT, the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, and others. So it's really a large coalition project put together to assist students who need financial aid help.
And SWIFT Students help students with appeal letters. It's a genius idea. And I know, like, I've given this information to my students and also to my niece. What kind of templates do you have that educators might not be aware of?
Quite a few. So we have more than 10 different templates, and they focus on common situations like what happens if my financial situation changes after I submit my FAFSA, or what happens if the FAFSA does not take into account a financial difficulty I'm facing. We also have template letters to help students express to their financial aid office that they would like their parents' information to be excluded from their financial aid calculations, or to share that they have a disability or that they have a child that they care for, and to ask for additional financial aid to help them with those kinds of circumstances.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking at the website and you've got a ton of amazing resources. This is great. I think people need to check it out. So if people don't know the website, can you let them know?
Yes. So it's formswift.com/swift-student.
And can this be used at any college around the world? Is it private and public universities?
This is designed to be used by any student seeking federal financial aid inside the United States.
Okay, so, and go ahead, Abigail.
Every school has broad discretion to interpret financial aid policy and as well as how to apply it at their own institution. But there are unifying regulations and unifying ways of doing this work that are published by the Office of Federal Student Aid at the Department of Education. All we did was work with a set of amazing partners to make that process clearer to students.
And do you have any data success stories with students using your website and appeal letters?
It's been a really heartwarming process, actually. We launched this site on April 15th, so just a few weeks after COVID really hit in the United States. And within 3 days, we had traffic from all 50 states. And we're seeing schools, it's been incredible. We're seeing schools that we don't know that we didn't partner with posted as a resource on their websites. We're seeing higher education boards in states that we hadn't reached out to share it out on social media. So it's been really tremendous to see how the field has actually gathered around this tool to help us share it with the students who need it most. And to date, we've seen more than 30,000 people visit the site.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that you did this. I can tell you a quick college story. When I was in college, obviously you could be in person and talk to your financial aid office, and I didn't have enough financial aid. So I went to my financial aid officer and wasn't really happy with what was said. So then I went to another one, and she helped me out a lot, and she got me connected with leadership on campus and grants and different things that I needed. And it was a lot of help, because I know, like, with appeal letters, if you actually reach out to the financial aid office, it actually helps.
It does. One of the things that we are really focused on with this site is that this is a free resource to help you start the conversation with your school. And so throughout the site, actually, our guidance is, please, you know, use this information and please reach out to your school to let them know what's going on. You know, these are some of the requirements that they might share with you. These are some of the things you might need to do. But what we're really trying to do is to equip the students to go have an effective conversation with their financial aid office. And one of the things, Priscilla, that was so moving for me as we built the tool was we did more than 20 focus groups, and 10 of them were with financial aid officers and 10 were with students. And when we met with the financial aid officers, they were so supportive of the development of this tool and so helpful in the design and the wording. And what they expressed to us is that they really want to help the students who are in trouble. They really want to help their students be successful. And so they were excited to have a resource to share that would make that easier. And of course, we didn't know that COVID was coming and people wouldn't be able to meet in person anymore. But this was something that they were really optimistic about, helping them to communicate out to students what was important about the appeals process so that way the students could be more successful.
Wow, so this was already in the works way before the pandemic started.
We started working on this in December of 2019. So it was a lucky coincidence that we were ready to go when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, it was meant to be. Do you feel that with the pandemic and all that is happening in the world, that students are writing appeal letters more than usual?
I think that they need more financial aid than usual. Certainly, we are seeing a lot of interest in letters that directly point to the pandemic as being a stressor in students' lives. The two most popular templates on our website are for students seeking to share with their financial aid office that their financial situation has changed, or for students who are seeking emergency financial aid. And that mirrors what we're hearing from our school partners around the country about students who are struggling in the face of COVID and the recession.
And as an educator, when a student uses SWIFT Students, how do you recommend they reach the appropriate college official to send their appeal letter to? Like, how can we help them and make sure they contact the correct person?
Right now, our recommendation is to try to reach out by email to the contact person listed on the school's financial aid website. And if you can't get a response there, to try the Dean of Students office.
And after a student submits an appeal letter, what is the typical turnaround time to get a response from the college?
It varies widely. What we encourage students to do, though, is to regularly check their school email. One of the things that was flagged by financial aid officers in our focus groups is that sometimes they get back to students, but the students are only checking their personal email, and so they miss the communication back from the financial aid office. So it's really important for students to be using their school-based communication to understand what's happening. And it's also okay for students to follow up. You know, we encourage them to reach back out in a week or two if they haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's so true. And the students need to check their emails. What is the earliest and the latest a student can submit an appeal letter?
At any time through the process, a student can submit an appeal letter. We actually have this nifty infographic on our site that we've been sharing on social. But students can write their financial aid office even before they submit a FAFSA to get guidance about what they should do if they have an unusual circumstance. And they can submit appeals at any time while they're enrolled, all the way up until graduation, to ask for additional help. Certainly, it's important to try to be aware of deadlines and to try to submit an appeal as soon as you know you need one, understanding that the timeline may not be immediate, but students should always be students should always know that they can reach out to their financial aid office and ask for help.
So even like currently as students are starting in the fall, they could still do these appeal letters is what you're saying.
Yes, and we would strongly encourage them to do so. You know, millions of students are facing financial setbacks due to COVID and the recession, and this is the right time to be communicating with your school about the concerns you have and additional financial need you might have going into the fall semester. It is likely that schools are going to receive a large number of appeals this fall. And so it's important that students not wait until the last minute if they possibly can.
Yeah, especially like a lot of schools are going virtual or opening up virtual for the fall. I know at least in California, the Cal States are doing that and a lot of colleges. So they could write an appeal letter and maybe get more money, especially if they're not living on campus and they're virtual. So that's very helpful.
It's also really important for students who have technology needs to consider sending in an appeal. You know, if you're a student who needs a computer or who needs internet access to participate in school from home, that's an unusual circumstance created by COVID. And it's important to reach out to your school and write an appeal letter to express this need. Whether the school accepts or rejects your appeal letter, they may be able to direct you to other resources to help you get the support you need to continue in school during COVID.
Wow, technology too. Do you have an appeal letter for that on your website for technology?
We do.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm going to have to tell our students about that. Do you have any tips for educators as we guide our students with Swift Students?
One of the things that we wanted to do was to make it really easy for educators. So the site is completely free and open access. You don't need a password. You don't need to have a relationship with us. It's there for you like Google. You can just use it. We have created flyers and PowerPoints that are available on the website in case that helps to get the word out to students. We're also very active on social media. And so, you know, please engage with us and let us help you. And let us know what else we can do to help you. If there are additional resources or ways that we can be helpful with the site, we're eager to support you and your students as you navigate this difficult time.
Yeah, and obviously after this year, you'll have some data to hopefully share, maybe some success stories or anything that you would be helpful for educators. Because I know a lot of people love data. They want to see like, how is this really helping? That's where they want to look for it, is how the data is speaking to success stories. So maybe that's something in the future you guys will have up. What is your why for this work?
Oh, that's a good question. At the Seldon Herring Smith Foundation, one of our key focus areas is students struggling with basic needs, and a second is students who are parents. And one of the things that we came across as we dug into what we could do to support those populations is that they're often eligible for more financial aid than they receive, and that the process for receiving financial aid or requesting additional financial aid is incredibly opaque. At the same time that the Department of Education publishes a handbook for financial aid officers, there's no accompanying handbook for students about how to go through the appeals process. And so we really wanted to fill that gap and provide students with the same kind of information that schools get about how the process actually works.
Yeah, I have to totally agree with that. And I want to tell you that I love the Swift Student logo. Can you tell me a little bit about the logo? Did you create that?
We did. We have a phenomenal designer, Dan McGorry, who works with us to do all of our logo and design work.
And before we sign off and go to the last part of our question, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
I think the most important thing is to encourage students to use the tool and to understand that it's okay to ask for help. Students often think that the bad situation that they're in financially is unique to them, and it really isn't. And financial aid officers see a lot of really difficult financial aid situations or financial situations overall, and they're there to help. And so students reaching out is the critical first step to them getting the support they need. And the more educators can do to encourage students to use resources like this one to understand what it is they might be eligible for and to reach out and express that they have a need, the more likely it is that those students are going to get the resources they need to succeed.
Yeah, that's totally true. Just reaching out and asking for help, you never know. Like, you could get more money for college, especially so needed right now during this pandemic. I know, like, over the pandemic, when we were in shutdown, We found that more students were emailing us, and I got more emails than ever as a school counselor. But what I found was a lot of students didn't even know how to email. Like, they would put paragraphs and subject lines, nothing in the body, wouldn't sign their name. So after a couple of times, I started just to create a quick template that I could just show the students, like, hey, this is how you send an email to a staff member or a college, because it kind of was a life skill that students needed to learn. So with these appeal letters that you have with financial aid, I know that it's helping students because they don't even know where to start.
We've gotten a lot of thank you notes to that effect, actually, from students, that it took the fear out of the process and that it helped them see how to go about sending this kind of letter. And actually, the financial aid officer said something similar to us in the focus groups, which is that they were excited about these letters because they would be easier for them to process quickly. They would have the information they needed, and they would have the contact information they needed. I mean, even some of the basic items, you know, sometimes school financial aid officers don't get emails with full contact information, or would get handwritten letters without contact information, and they wouldn't even be able to find the student again to follow up on their appeal. And so we're excited to have the opportunity to fix small things like that that can have really big consequences for a student's success in college.
Yeah, I have to say, this website, I love it. And when I first saw it, I was so excited. I was immediately telling all my friends about it, all the students, the educators. I even sent a staff email because I know financial aid is so important for our students to go on for more education or training. And your website seriously made my day. So thank you guys for all your great work. Keep it up. And I know you will continue to do your great work that you're doing. And at the end of our podcast, we have the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you tell our listeners at least one thing that has made you happy this week?
That is such a great thing to have at the end of a podcast, especially in this interesting period. One great thing that happened for me this week is my little boy, who's 4, started asking me questions about skeletons. And so we got to look at pictures online of different kinds of skeletons of animals and compare them. And he was very interested in how the lion skeletons and the cat skeletons were similar.
Aww, that's exciting to see that your son's learning all this new stuff and you're taking time with him to help him with that. I have to say that my Sunshine Spotlight just happened yesterday. I had the honor to speak at WACAC on a live webinar about Reach Higher. And I did give you guys a shout out in one of our slides. I did mention Swift students, and I did tell them that we did do a TikTok video on Swift students. So we did get the word out as much as we could on the WACAC webinar. And I will continue to share the great work that you guys are doing. So thank you so much for your interview today. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Thanks, Priscilla. And thanks for everything you're doing for students. And thanks for helping us spread the word about Swift Student.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.